Welcome to Blood, Sweat, and Cells, real talk about sickle cell disease. I'm your host, Valerie Bay, board member with the Heart of Gold Sickle Cell Foundation of Northern Virginia. For decades, research has shown that bone marrow transplants can cure sickle cell disease. But here's a challenge. Most patients don't have a perfectly matched donor. And that's made treatment out of reach for so many. A perfect match is rare, but here's the good news. Almost everyone has a half-matched donor. Today we're talking with someone who knows this journey inside and out, a sickle cell warrior who found her half-match and went through a successful transplant. Keandra Hickman, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Glad you could join us today. Thank you so much. Keandra, you were born with sickle cell disease, but before we get into the transplant itself, take us back and tell our listeners what everyday life was like for you before this big change.
Oh, goodness. Every day was pain, and I just couldn't deal small things like taking out the trash, things that people do every day, mm-hmm. I couldn't do. I was taking pain meds every day, sleeping from pain meds, just feeling so fatigued and tired and dozing off. As, like, far as now, like this summer, mm-hmm. I can go to the swimming pool. I went to Philly on Sunday. I went to a concert, and I spent in line for 3 hours. And I was just standing there. I was like, oh, my goodness. 2 years ago, I could not do this. Standing in the sun.
Yeah.
And standing for a long period of time, like, I had back pain every single day before transplant, every single day. And I had a lot of hospital visits. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 2 and 3 times a week. Sometimes, I remember one day I went to hospital 3 times in 1 day, and they finally kept me the third time. Mm-hmm. But I just was in and out of thought. Every other Monday, I would go to the doctor and get hydration.
Oh, okay.
And pain meds, just to not have a crisis, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot of really tough days. And so how did you manage your pain symptoms most of the time? Just pain meds, and did you do a lot of blood transfusions?
Yeah, pain meds and not really a lot of blood transfusions. I have had. So,
yeah, I know living with sickle cell is very unpredictable. It impacts school, work, relationships, everything. So for you, the hardest part was, I guess, finding ways to cope. And how do you think you coped most days?
Just having a supportive family. Mm-hmm. My mom. I really don't know what I would have did without my mom.
Yeah.
And she was my donor.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you were very, very fortunate. Now, before you heard about the half-match transplant, had you looked into other treatments?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how did Dr. Brodsky's treatment come on your radar? And what made you think, oh, this is the one I'm going to try?
It was September of, 2022. Mm-hmm. He came here to the Eastern Shore and did like a sickle cell event at the community college here. Mm-hmm. And I went and I told my mom, I was like, we have to do this. And we spoke with him after one of the events. He was like, get up there as soon as possible. And I scheduled one appointment like that next week. Because at that point, I was willing to try anything. I was at my breaking point. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Wow. So you hadn't even considered a bone marrow transplant before you heard him talk, huh?
No, not at all.
Now, once you decided to go for it, what was the process like physically and emotionally? I mean, were there moments where you thought, oh, I don't know if I can keep going?
No, but emotionally, I cry every single day. And I don't even know why I cry. I'm fucking fine. But I cried every single day. But I knew it. I kept thinking about what my life would be like 2 months from now or 3 months from now. That's how I got to your transplant, but I feel like living with sickle cell was way worse than transplant. Yeah, living with sickle cell every day, Transplant was a piece of cake, honestly.
Now that says a lot.
It was different, but it was a piece of cake.
Wow, that says a whole lot. And how about your mom? Was it a lot for her to deal with?
I feel like she went through more than I did.
Yeah.
And she still has her little back thing, but she says it's all worth it.
So they prepared you well for what to expect and everything. And so you said it was, compared to sickle cell, was a piece of cake, huh?
Yeah, chemo, everything. I expected the worst, I guess, but it was nothing like I expected.
And about how long did it take? I mean, the whole process for you. A few months? Was it a few months, you know, before you...
60... The total was 65 days. Mm-hmm. And it's actually crazy because August 18th will be 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I keep seeing my memories pop up on my brain and what I was going through. It's just amazing.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's really kind of, like, unbelievable. Every day I'm like, this is really my life now. And it's been 2 years and it feels unreal.
And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
30.
You're 30. Okay. So you dealt with your sickle cell pain for a really long time.
A long time. Yeah. And it's like it got worse as I was getting older.
That's what I hear.
It was to the point where I couldn't even wear regular tennis shoes. I always had to wear like an open shoe. And I know it sounds weird, but I couldn't wear tight clothing like jeans or anything. Mm-hmm. I always had to wear sweatpants.
Wow. Now, you know, there might be someone listening right now who's considering this treatment but feeling scared or unsure. What would you say to them?
Don't be scared. I feel like if you get an opportunity like this, you have to take it. Because everyone doesn't get an opportunity. And I feel like living with sickle cell is scary because you just never know what's going to happen from day to day.
Yeah. Now, I also read you're interested in becoming an oncology nurse. Did your journey with sickle cell and the transplant influence that career dream?
Yeah. I always wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't know what kind of nurse. But after being in oncology, I think that would be great for me.
Yeah. I think you would do really well. You've got a great personality. Yeah. Now,
thank you.
What is the one thing you wish people, especially those who don't live with sickle cell, really understood about living with the disease?
We're not exaggerating. I had someone tell me the other day that she knew someone with sickle cell, and she came over. She was like, could you please cut your air down? Because the air is going to make me really sick. So, right, I don't believe her. I was like, I said, I can speak for her. I said, the air, really? That was like my number one trigger, the climate. And I was like, I said, she wouldn't fly. She was telling the truth. I said, the smallest thing could trigger a crisis. But, you know, people don't understand that.
Yeah. And I guess people with sickle cell, you know, you have to deal with that at work, at school, with friends, you know.
Yeah. It's like a day like today. I could wake up and be fine right now. Mm-hmm. And then in 2 hours, I'm in the emergency room screaming to the top of my lungs. And others just don't understand. You know, you don't understand unless you live with it or you live with someone with it.
Yeah. Because you look so healthy. Most sickle cell patients look healthy. Yeah. So that's the hard part. Now, finally, what do you hope your story will mean to others living with sickle cell disease or other chronic illnesses?
That is hope now. When I was born, they told my mom it wasn't a cure, and she said she didn't believe that I would always have sickle cell. And I didn't either. Like a couple years ago, I don't know, something was just in me. I'm like, something good is gonna happen. I didn't know what.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you were in the right place at the right time to hear Dr. Broski speak. So that is truly inspiring. Keandra, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's both powerful and inspiring. I think you've given hope to a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope so. Because it's others that struggle with sickle cell that don't have to. I would say go for it.
Yeah. Nothing to be afraid of, right?
Nothing at all. Like I said, you can live with sickle cell, you can definitely get your transplant.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. Now, this breakthrough half-match bone marrow transplant is the result of more than 50 years of research at the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center. It's a more accessible alternative, which in the past was limited to mostly younger patients with minimal organ damage. And unlike fully matched transplants or other emerging gene therapies, which often aren't available to adults with complications, this method is designed for a much wider range of sickle cell patients. If you'd like to learn more, visit hopkinsmedicine.org/transplant/programs/bone-marrow. I'll also put this link in the show notes. That's it for this episode of Blood, Sweat, and Cells, Real Talk About Sickle Cell Disease. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss more powerful stories. Until next time, stay strong and keep pushing forward. I'm Valerie Bay, and this podcast is brought to you by the Heart of Gold Sickle Cell Foundation of Northern Virginia. Thanks again, Kiandra.
Thanks so much for having me.